This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Happy May the 5th all day long. That's La Bamba.
Great movie. The movie Ricky Valens.
Richie.
Is it Richie?
Yes. I mean, names are not your thing, but yes.
All right. Isn't Richie short for Ricky too as well?
I think it can be.
Lou Diamond Phillips?
Yes.
Wow.
Very good.
You know what's interesting about like some of those movies? Then I saw the other movie with J-Lo about Selena, I believe her name was. I like movies like that because I didn't really know much about the La Bamba and all that, like how he died and everything. Spoiler alert. Plane crash.
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well,
there are others who died in that. So that's the day that the music died.
Yeah.
Right.
From the Don McLean song, American Pie. And so you had the Big Bopper also passed away. And, of course, Buddy Holly, the legend.
Yeah, that's right. There was a couple of them in that. Yeah. Now there's the movie you talk about that starts to ring
some
bells.
Is that in your emergency top five when it comes to biographical musical films? Like you brought up the Selena one.
Okay, so that would have to be my Latino top five films.
Well, you separate it based on race? Oh,
yeah.
Number five.
I would have Selena on that list.
That's a good one.
I would definitely have La Bamba on that list, which is a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, I obviously put Cheech and Chong at the top of that list. I love all Cheech and Chong movies.
Yeah, but that's not a music.
I don't think it's a musical.
A biographical musical.
I'm just talking about my Latino movies.
Okay. That's a separate list.
Yes.
Latino films that Wiggy likes.
That they show the culture.
Okay.
Love the culture.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway.
American Me?
Huh?
American Me?
I don't know that.
You've never seen that one?
No.
That was with, what was it? Is it James Olmos? Oh, man, what the hell was his name? Such a good actor.
There is an actor, James Olmos.
Yeah, I think he was in American Me.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay. All right.
While
Wiggy is working on that, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They Said It is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they would like to honor those who built this city, whether they build or drive or care for those of us who live in this city. They should be honored, and Ketch's is doing that. So just nominate your favorite hero who helped build this city when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. Great prizes. $1,000 cash, baseball tickets, chance to be on a billboard, all that stuff when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. Where would you like to start this morning, Chime?
Greg, I think it's only appropriate we begin with the Boston Red Sox. Craig Breslow spoke to the media and was asked about what the Sox will do at first base. Here was Craig Breslow's back and forth with the media.
Yeah, so I mean, I think in the short term, obviously, we brought Toro up. He's been playing well in Worcester and also has some experience in the big leagues at first base. And then, you know, the conversations about longer-term solutions are ongoing. You know, we'll figure out something. We've got no choice. And I think, you know, this is a pretty resilient group.
Would you have Devers take ground balls at first base?
I think we're still trying to figure out what the long-term solution looks like. You know, at this point, still pretty focused on just making sure that Tristan is getting everything that he needs and we're taking care of him.
How tricky is that? Like, you know, he's seemingly just gotten to a place where the routine is, you know, where it seems like he's found this routine as a DH. How delicate is it to try to, like, to think about the possibility of reconfiguring it or avoiding it?
Yeah, you always want to be sensitive to all of those things. You know, right now, not in a place to speak to that, but obviously we'll have conversations internally, and we'll do the best we can to find the short-term solution, and then also one that we feel like can hold up over the longer term.
Let me ask the Red Sox savant in the room what he would do. What would you do in this case, Curtis?
I would put Roman Anthony at first base.
Okay.
And I know that that's not what the baseball people want
right.
you to do.
Right, hasn't really played there.
Right. I don't care. He's okay. the number one prospect in Major League Baseball. Mm. Get him at bats every day. I don't, first of all, even if the worst case scenario occurs and he just gets the yips and can't catch the ball, yeah. fans are not going to be all over him. They know the situation. They know it's not his choosing.
Well, he's going to be mashing anyway, so
right.
who cares?
So
right?
I thought the lack of urgency was over with. In other words, I thought this was a season they were going to be all in.
Yeah.
And their approach to this has just been frustrating to me.
So you would not ask Devers if he would like to play every day.
I trust Alex Cora in what he knows of the dynamic that exists today in the locker room, that there's a reason he's saying to Breslow, we are not moving Devers there.
Right. There is some reporting that that the manager, Alex Cora, does not want to ask. Does not even want to bring it up
right.
with Rafael,
and that's
Devers.
Fine. I'm on the same train Curtis is on.
What about moving? I've heard some talk about moving Christian Campbell over there.
Yeah, yeah. Or Mookie Betts wants to play first. I guess he's signing. So, yes.
But Brooksy told us that, you know, that's the easiest position to kind of learn, and if you get moved to, it'd be first base. So whether it's Christian Campbell, I like the Roman Anthony thing. I mean, there's, you know, you have some options there. And you know, and when you look at it, I think people will look at it very similar to when we looked at what was our boy from Waltham that used to smash
Schwarbombs.
Remember when they moved him to first base and people,
right.
you know, they were like, all right, he made a couple errors, but that's not his natural position.
Yeah.
As long as he's hitting bombs at the plate, that's all that matters.
Well, that's the most important thing too. Is it's like this is your opportunity to get Meyer or Anthony up here.
Right.
Yeah. It is the perfect. It is gift wrapped. For you.
Yes.
And yet you're just being like, no, we're not going to do that.
You couldn't have asked for a better situation. And like I said a while ago, you never want to see players get hurt.
Yep.
But the biggest issue that they were having was the patience that they had to have with Casas at first base,
mm-hmm.
especially when it came to his hitting. And so now that has been taken out of your hands. So now you as an organization have gone, whoo. We at least now can avoid all these questions every single, you know, series. When are we going to do something?
I mean, you got a bunch of options. I think Brad Foe is in the Marcelo Meyer camp.
Right.
I read that over the weekend from him.
Why not?
You could move Story over there. And
put Meyer at short?
No, if you can get, I guess you have to rely on Devers. Like, but maybe you put Devers back at third.
Oh, Devers the third, Story the...
Yeah.
Where would you put Bregman?
Short.
Bregman is short.
Or
okay.
Again, it's your opportunity to bring up Meyer, right? Like you move Story to first, you put Meyer at short,
yeah.
you keep Bregman at third, and you keep Devers ears DH spot.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch Bregman. I would go with, you know, whether it's Meyer, whether it's Anthony, whether it's moving Christian Campbell over there. I would go those moves, leave Devers at DH because it seems like he's fitting into that role.
They are just slow playing, moving these guys up. And I worry that it is because of financial concerns.
The like, service time issue?
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you wait on them, what, Curtis?
I understand that completely, and you are part of – that's a very pervasive theory that they're doing this so they get – an extra period of service time prior to free agency. What we thought was now a good relationship between Breslow and Cora, I am doubting. Because my guess is, just a guess, this offseason, Alex Cora wanted to get rid of Tristan Casas. And he pushed the organization to sign Bregman, which was not Breslow's idea. He almost admitted as much last week on the front office report when I asked him about it. And I feel like Cora's sitting here like, look what the position you put us in. Like, I'm not going to ruin Devers again. I want to bring up the guys and make the roster better by bringing up the best prospect in baseball right now.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Shime?
Well, Greg, I don't know how you guys feel about unretiring numbers. Abdul Carter had talked about wanting to play with LT's number. Gronk, our guy, not very happy about it. Doesn't love this move by Abdul Carter. Here was Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, they got Abdul Carter. Yeah, I think with the third...
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Third pick in the draft. Who's going to be a star? But was he serious? Was he serious asking for LT's number? Yeah, you're a high draft pick, but LT is an absolute legend. The best to do it. One of the best defenders of all time. And let me tell you, brother, like, you got to prove yourself. Just, that's crazy just asking for LT's number. And I'm glad that LT shut him down like that.
LT and Phil Simms said, nah, I'm good. We're good, because Phil Simms wore 11. And so,
You
know,
you played the game. How do you feel about
it? I get
that?
What Gronk's saying. Like, you know, I get the Abdul Carter going, like, I want to wear it to represent for such a great player. I get that element of it. But I get what Gronk's saying is, like, you know, and even LT said, like, make your own way and make your own number.
Yeah.
Be great. So if you're going to.
I mean, I think Abdul Carter responded yesterday on social media and said, I'll just put my name, just have my name on the back. And I really don't care anymore.
Just give him the classic double zero, Greg, after you. Can he have your double zero?
I think he was trying to pay homage.
Yes, he was.
I don't think.
No, he was. He actually said it. He goes, listen, I would love to wear 56 because, you know, LT is an idol. I would love to, you know, like you say, honor this number. LT, and that's when LT responded, like, listen, I appreciate it, but make your own way and make your own number be great. And so he kind of shut it down in that way.
But then shouldn't he be able to wear number 11 with Phil Simms? Like, that was his number in college. Like,
but I think it's retired to Phil Simms.
I know,
number.
But like, I think that if you're Phil Simms, you should be able to recognize that that's been his number as well. I don't know. Like, I understand the paying homage. Like, I get why that's off the table. But when it comes to a number that you've worn as well, I don't know.
That's like saying that, you know, if Drake May wore 12 in college and you would say, well, why can't he wear 12 here? Yeah, when a number's retired, it's retired, unless a guy says, all right, you know, I got no issues with it.
Yeah.
Go ahead and represent. But
I mean, nobody will ever wear 12 right. here.
No,
ever.
I don't think so.
I also don't think Phil Simms is Tom Brady, but.
No, but it's, I'm just saying the numbers retired.
I get what you're saying.
But don't you eventually just, like, run out of retired numbers?
Right.
And you run out of all the good numbers. Like, you can retire a number and people can still wear it.
Don't you think nobody should ever be named Tom or Brady again?
Because isn't the purpose of retiring the number, meaning, like, and you don't do it everybody's number, so there's still plenty of numbers to choose from, but the purpose of it is because the person was great at what they did, so you can't just be like, oh, we retired it, but yeah, you were in college, so here you go.
Yeah. I saw it a lot this weekend, resurfacing the Tom Brady audio with Dion and Shador. Did you see that, Curtis, reappearing on social media?
I didn't see it this weekend. I remember when they were talking about how he was driving cars and his dad was saying Dion was having Tom try and instill a work ethic in Shador.
Yeah, he's saying rather than drive your Rolls Royce, watch film.
Right.
Like, well, he's got a great chance in Cleveland. We'll see what he does with it. There's no, now it's like, it's, I think you're past it now. You went in fifth round. It's like over and done with. Now it's whether or not, if you can't beat out Joe Flacco and Dylan Gabriel.
It's a real problem if he can't beat out Joe Flacco.
Right. So if you were the number, let's say your interviews were great and you potentially were the number two pick, which was by the Cleveland Browns, or even the number three pick by the Giants, then you should be able to beat out Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, and Kenny Pickett. So, like, it should be all on you from here, Shador.
And, Shyam, you are slacking, bud. Todd McShay just released his 2026 mock draft.
Oh, wow. Curtis, we got way more important things to worry about than 2026 mock draft. We start mock draft season around November around here. Like, come on.
Who's he got number one on his list?
The quarterback from LSU, Nussmeier.
Yeah, because I seen Arch Manning was down on it a little bit. Yeah. On one of those mock drafts.
He doesn't have Shador in the first round, which is insulting.
And Shador said he wants to wear Jim Brown's number, 32. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
First quarterback with 32.
I think he wants to stay away from the number twos in Cleveland, though. Because wasn't that...
He just wants to have legendary on the back.
Right.
Was legendary number one.
Number twos in Cleveland is redundant.
Yeah. Wasn't that Tim Couch's number when he was in Cleveland?
Oh, it might have been.
Yeah.
I think we've all tried to forget that era.
What's next?
Well, Greg, one team that got bounced from the NBA playoffs is the LA Clippers. Kawhi Leonard doesn't seem too excited about his future in LA. Here was Kawhi Leonard postgame after losing to the Nuggets in Game 7 this weekend.
What gives you any level of encouragement that you can build off of what this team has shown and what you both have shown individually?
I don't know right now. I guess we still playing at a high level in a sense. It's a hard question to answer right now.
Don't know about it. I mean, think about Kawhi. He was such a great player, but he don't play no more because he's always hurt. I think he only played in like 37, 38 games this year. He's still a talented player. But
could you convince him to come here on a cheap contract?
I don't know.
Is he at that point in his career?
Yeah, I think he's still making a ton of money, so I don't know about that one, Chime. That's a good question, but he's constantly hurt. I mean, I don't know if anybody would want to build their team around Kawhi or have him be their number one or even their number two because...
Oh, yeah, he still has 2 years left in his contract, $50 million apiece.
Yeah, and I don't know if you...
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
$50 million apiece?
Yeah. Each year, next 2 years. So $100 million over the next 2 years.
Yeah, and I don't want to take on that money.
A lot of taxes.
When a guy who doesn't play, nope.
All right, anything else, Sean?
No, that'll do it today, Greg.
All right, that is They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. News with Courtney next. That includes Ice Cream Rage, which led to violence at the DQ in Ohio, and Florida not like the rest of us, and why some realtors are reporting that an alleged home buyer is not as interested in the actual home that he is touring, but is very interested in their feet.
Mm-hmm.
So that is all coming up next.